106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to The Wake Up Call. It is Halloween, and we have our very own astrologer, Kayla, on the show.
Why are you saying it's so spooky?
I don't know. There's fun music playing, okay. So I feel like I need to match it. And if you're just joining us, Pluto, the planet, it is a planet, and it is a planet.
Yeah.
It's back. Okay. It is going through a big change right now.
Right.
Okay. And it's affecting all of us, and it's Halloween. So we thought, why not be a little,
okay,
and talk about it. Now Pluto, the effects that it's had on us for the last 16 to 18 years is changing, and that is for everybody on Earth, right?
Correct.
And we just found out that Katie's is going to affect her finances and her communication for the better in both ways. Fantastic news for Katie. Now, you said you've got big news for Kevin and bigger news for me, and after that, we'll tell you how you can find out how Pluto's going to affect you. Let's do Kevin.
Kevin, for the last 16 or so years, Pluto has been in your fourth house, which is your house of home and family and your internal foundation.
This is gonna get deep.
Oh my god.
Now you're entering the fifth house, which is the house of romance.
Spicy.
Oh my goodness.
And it's getting spicy. Do I get a family? Do I get two hot wives?
Wait, two?
Love, more fun, finally. Joy, creativity.
How could he be more fun?
It's been so depressing.
Right, he's depressed all the time.
I didn't know that. Okay. All right, that's great, Kevin. This is so far all good news.
Does it tell you when, at least?
So it's entering the sign of Aquarius in November 19th. So just in a couple weeks, you will start to feel the shift.
Now, how is there even bigger news for me? With the change that Pluto is giving us, it's Halloween. So this is our astrologer, Kayla.
So Pluto, when it moves into Aquarius, for Katie and Kevin, it's only affecting one of their houses. But for you, Aquarius is split into two different houses. So for the first part of this transformation, and it has been in your sixth house for the last, I would say, maybe eight or so years, which is your house of daily routine and health. And it's a pretty boring house, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
So how your daily routine affects others and how what you've learned about your health and how you can influence others.
Okay.
Right,
so for the second half, it's going into your seventh house, which is your house of relationships.
Yes. Okay. Kevin and I are going to fall in love.
Oh!
No, sorry.
So this is your power dynamics. This could be your relationships at work, at home, with friendships, with career. It's all of your relationships. And basically everything that you've learned in the sixth house of who you are in your daily routine and with your health. And this is your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health.
I have been on a journey.
So what you've learned from that journey, you will take into your relationships, which will then transform those relationships.
Interesting. For good or for bad?
For great.
Oh, for great.
The zodiac builds on each other. So life is all about growth, right? And so we're always learning and we're always growing. So as we move through the chart, we are hopefully becoming better people and hopefully making a greater impact. And so the sign of Aquarius is all about humanitarian and progression, and what you've learned within yourself, you're going to carry into relationships. Where Katie is you're more about yourself and how you're communicating. No, you're learning how to communicate with yourself, how to process information. I mean, think about it. We are so overstimulated with information. And so you're just kind of learning a new way to sift through all of that and how you integrate it personally.
So interesting.
And Gavin, yours is more how you're communicating that into relationships and how you're embodying those relationships.
Okay. All right. This is our astrologer, Kayla. Pluto is going to affect us all, guys. Okay?
So strap in.
Strap in. Real quickly, how can people find out how Pluto is going to affect them? What information do they need to, what is there?
So you do need to know your exact time of birth in order to know the house placement. So you can typically find that on your birth certificate. Then I would just go to astro.com and type in your birth information. What's going to pop up is a zodiac wheel. So then just go to Google the sign of Pluto, because you're going to see all these little glyphs, which are symbols of each planet.
Okay.
So match where Pluto is, and then Google the zodiac so you know which house Pluto is in for you and what that means for you.
Okay.
So you're looking for three things. You're looking for your personal chart with your time of birth. You're looking for that sign of Pluto and where it is in that chart. And then you're looking for what that house actually means.
Okay. All right. Wow. Listen, happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Happy transformation.
Kayla, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.